my name is Priscilla Moss, and I am a mom of a daughter who is 16, and I am the owner of Selfie World Jacks.
My name is Asa Moss, and I am Priscilla's husband. And yeah, we have a daughter who's 16. She has autism, and yeah, we opened Selfie World Jacks, actually announced our grand opening a year ago yesterday. We've been looking for something for quite a while, specifically Priscilla has, to provide vocational skills and provide a job, a paycheck for people, you know, that may not normally be looked at for employment because of their differences or because of their disabilities. And it's always been a passion of my wife's, and our daughter is coming of age. She's 16 now. You know, that might be something that she will do in the future. And, you know, currently she does work on vocational skills, like at school and whatnot. So, you know, this is something that, with looking around, we're like, wow, there's not enough. It's getting better, and it gets better all the time, and it's very inspiring, but there's not enough. So, you know, we thought, well, what if we did something? What if we created something, a place where people could be employed and, you know, that face those challenges?
Everybody could be successful at this job, I feel like, in some sort of capacity. And so I came to Asa, I'm like, I have this crazy idea. So I feel like it's low risk. And I think this would be awesome. And we have so many individuals that we know who are on the autism spectrum that, you know, have a love for photography or have a love for, you know, being social in this kind of environment, that we can also make them feel like the same as their counterpart. You know, and so everybody's on an equal level. And so that's kind of where it came from.
How are you motivated not by revenue, but by something else? It seems like you're motivated by something larger than revenue.
The fact that we have employees that we have been able to teach vocational skills to over the past year, you know, when you have someone that comes in that says they don't know how to work a broom or put a trash bag in a trash can, and now we're able to do that, like, that's so rewarding to me, that, you know, there's no paycheck that could give me that sense of accomplishment.
That's certainly where the riches are. I agree. Like, that's the value of this. For sure. I mean, people have to earn a living, but one thing that we focused on in all of our businesses, including this one, is that you don't focus on dollars. You don't look at dollars. You focus on other metrics, and the dollars are a byproduct of it. You know, if you focus on what really matters and you have a mission statement and you have a passion for what you're doing, then, you know, from a business point of view, then the dollars are definitely a byproduct of, you know, being successful in that mission.
Your daughter, Abby, is on the spectrum, and so you live it and you've seen it every day of her life. For a business or a business owner, especially small businesses, what's the incentive to hire an individual on the spectrum or with Down syndrome, any intellectual differences? What's the value and benefit for someone who may not be in that every single day headspace?
I don't want to speak poorly about neurotypical people at all, but I can tell you that as far as, like, speaking of passion for a job, positive attitude, a can-do attitude, like, holy cow. I mean, you can find from a business owner standpoint, like, when you're looking for that kind of employee, it's an excellent pool of employees to pull from. I mean, if you want to put a smile on a customer's face, you should employ people with differences. You really should. I mean, it creates such an amazing environment in your business.
The happiness that they bring out in themselves that makes you happy around them. And the fact that they're so willing to do anything and learn anything. They're not coming in with this preconceived notion of I know it all and I can do it all. You're able to train, you know, these individuals. And so that's what we've really loved, because all of our employees are typically like young adults. So
how can businesses get involved in Shopability Saturday?
By patronizing businesses that employ people with differences and disabilities. I mean, 100%. You know, it benefits At the end of the day, it benefits our employees when people come in, you know, when people come in and not just from an income sense, you know, but because they get to practice at these vocational skills and they get to, you know, show off what they have learned in these jobs that are employing them. And it's a self-gratification thing that they're getting from doing these jobs. So yeah, by showing up and spending your money at these businesses that employ people with disabilities.